A project is underway to bring community gardens to the First City. And here to tell us more about that is Romanda Simpson, Marzette Ellis, and CJ David Schofer. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
And I think I'm going to start off with you, Romanda. My understanding is this is a project that the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition is overseeing, correct?
Yes, we are overseeing it, but it's definitely a community and volunteer-led initiative. The Building a Healthy Communities Task Force focuses on nutrition. And when we had other volunteers in the community reach out for community gardens, it was like, this is actually on our radar, so let's make this happen. So here we are. We've been granted funds from Ketchikan Community Foundation and Peace Health Community Grant to make this a reality. It's very exciting.
And I'm not sure who to throw this question to, but how does this work? Where are these gardens going to be? And kind of what stage are things at now? Lots of questions right there.
Marzette or CJ, do one of you want to take it?
I'll pitch in. We have two gardens going in. The first in Ketchikan. We've tried for years, and there's probably been movements for decades to establish community gardens in Ketchikan. We're the only community in Southeast Alaska without a community garden. And so we're going big. We have two, thanks to the assistance of grants, and our first one will go up at Clover Pass on May 1st. It's a big day. We need volunteers. And our second community garden will be built on the following Saturday, May 8th, at a lot, an empty lot adjacent to the Commons, Tongass Federal's new common workspace area. So two gardens coming to Ketchikan.
And what will these gardens be like? Is it something, you know, you'll put in raised beds or planting vegetables? What will they be like?
I could probably take that one. So they'll be raised beds. They'll be varying heights depending on, we'll have handicapped accessible beds for people. And over at Clover Pass Church, there'll be about 40 beds there, size about 25 square feet. And you can apply and sign up. The cost of the bed is $40 per bed for the year. And we're trying to set it up to where you come in, you can just plant your seeds or plant your starts in, and that should be pretty much it for the rest of the season. They'll all be fertilized, amended, and ready to go for you. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for the residents here in Ketchikan to start growing some good food around here.
So people pay for a plot, but it's tended to by others?
Nope, it's tended to you by yourself. There are some volunteer hours that are associated with each plot, but we're going to set it up to where it'll be as minimal as possible as for your maintenance wise, as far as weeding and fertilizing and watering.
And now, if you don't really know what you're doing, like that was kind of me here. This is such a different climate to grow in. And so sometimes there's some challenges and concerns, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Our intent with the community gardens is to really make it a hub for a learning space. So some of the plots will actually be kept for community groups and for demonstration purposes. And then with the connection, there's actually a Facebook group that already has tons and tons of information sharing happening. It's the Ketchikan Community Gardens Facebook group. And people can share information, and we will be bringing in, like CJ will offer some workshops, and we'll have other master gardeners and or people who just are really good at what they do come in and be able to share their knowledge with each other. So those that have never grown anything before, this is actually a perfect opportunity, because literally you're getting your plot. It's ready to go. All you got to do is put the seeds in it. And if you're like, I don't know how often to water, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, there's a great group of individuals who are willing to answer your questions and support you through that growing.
So are you essentially renting a plot for a year and then you would like renew that each year, or how will that work?
That's how it's designed. Because there's maintenance costs on an annual basis, with the grant funding that we've received, we're able to purchase all of the materials. We've got a huge water cistern coming, and we're able to build sheds and get the tools and all of that stuff as a starting. But to kind of pay for ongoing costs for next year, for example, and to like add the amendments and things, the cost is about $40 per plot. And
oh dear,
sorry about that. Sorry.
It's making an exciting point. So the cost will cover that, and essentially it is. It's like you apply for this year. You say this, you know, this is what I'd like to try for this year, and then the applications will open up again next year for the next cycle. And if you decide to change the plot size or the plot type, you're able to do that. There is priority given to individuals, especially in town, for individuals who are living in multi-unit housing, in particular because they have less access to land. And so the goal of these community gardens is to really make it accessible, and be able to support them learning how to do even container gardening so they could do it in their windows. And then there's also priority is given to those that are going to be growing food. So part of our goals over the next couple of years is to really increase knowledge around food security and how we can, COVID really brought it to the forefront. Like, you know, we're just a couple barges away from not having, you know, food for our community. So how can we as a community really expand our options here? So food will be a priority, multi-housing unit, and then obviously location near to the site that you're asking for. And we're hoping to continue to expand as well. So potentially if people in our community are like, hey, I have this piece of land that I'm not going to do anything with, you know, let us borrow it for a couple of years. That would be great. And we'll set it up again, and more individuals in our community can access a plot.
So these gardens, are they covered? Is it secure? Or can people just come and go as they please?
Most of the gardens, they'll be fenced, for one, to protect us from deer and bears. And it will be gated, and the residents at either location will open it up at a certain time every day and close it up at a certain time every day.
Makes sense. And then with respect to, let's say you're new to this, it sounds like a great opportunity to kind of get your feet wet or your hands a little dirty, learning how to garden. Will there be opportunities? Will there be people helping people select seeds, things like that, if you really are truly new to this and you're not sure how to even start?
Absolutely. We envision a network of gardeners supporting individuals in need as far as starting seed to laying out gardens to just the insights, you know, through our own trials and tribulations we'll be sharing.
And so an example might be like if you decide, okay, I'm going to get a 12 by 24, CJ? That's
It's 12 by 4.
12 by 4. Okay. So if it's a 12 by 4 plot and you're looking at it and you're thinking, oh my goodness, what do I plant here? Because I know, for example, that there's certain things you're not supposed to plant next to each other. Do I remember what those things are? Not right now. But the good news is CJ does, Marzette does, a lot of people on the Facebook group, for example, do. And so if you're really unsure and you're like, look, I'm getting this plot, I'm super excited, can somebody just like guide me? We'll match you with somebody who's able to kind of give you a little, what would you call it? Like a plan of like, you know, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of square foot gardening, but it's a really easy way to make things simple for the newbie. And so, we could have somebody help you identify, okay, you'll plant this vegetable here, this vegetable here, this vegetable here, this vegetable here. And so, and it also depends on what people like. I mean, I'm a pea person, so give me the peas all day long. And certain things will not be super successful, at the certain sites. So the Tongass Federal, like at the, so it's called the Commons. The Commons Garden has some shade during the day just because of the buildings around it. So the good news is there's still lots of things you can grow. And so we'll definitely match you once you've got a plot with somebody who can kind of guide you on, hey, like tomatoes aren't going to be the best thing to grow on this plot, but these are the items that would grow really well here. So there's definitely lots of opportunity for that. And we will be offering open community workshops throughout the season as well. So even if you don't have a plot with us, you can come by and we'll do like a, hey, learn about this plant specifically.
I'd like to see a mentoring program where we have veteran gardeners, master gardeners, possibly, and other successful veterans in town, mentoring new gardeners and inspiring, you know, through an outreach program like that. And one thing I was going to mention too, we do the garden beds, the majority of them are 4x12, and those are ready to plant. Some of them are 4x12x24 inches deep. And then we also have berry pots along the perimeter, and we have climbing beds along the perimeter too, because we do have a maximum height of each bed, of the raised beds anyway, of 4 feet. But even that, with the 4 feet maximum, we found designs where people can build, you know, an actual little hoop house or a cloche or a, you know, a cold weather system, or even a, you know, a smaller greenhouse type idea where they can grow plants that do need those hot conditions.
Is there any plan to, I guess, well, so if I had a plot, do I harvest my own things and that is there for me? Are you doing like a farmer's market or things with them? What will happen when it's harvest time?
Great question. Everyone who grows their own food gets to harvest their own food. With the demonstration gardens that we'll be having for with youth or with our seniors or with partnering with other organizations that work with vulnerable populations, that food can go back into our community nonprofits to distribute to those most in need. So some of the harvest might go to that, or alternatively, if we're able to all meet in person, we might do a farmer's market or a I want to call it like a more like a potluck type of thing where we just share food, which would be really great if we could do that this summer. Fingers are crossed. Long term, you know, speaking with Tongass Federal Credit Union, Helen Mickle there, you know, we had talked a lot about getting a farmer's market that is really expanding. So currently there is a farmer's market that did take place last year. Obviously with COVID, it didn't happen, but at the Plaza Mall. But it was, you know, minimal food items. And a large reason for that is because there's not that many people growing and or there's only so much harvest they're having. So, you know, long term, we'd love to have a really vibrant farmers market with a lot of vegetables and fruits available in town. Whether that happens this year or not, we'll see. But there's always an opportunity for individuals if they want to sell theirs. There is the farmer's market that happens at the Plaza Mall.
Okay. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. I actually have a lot more questions, but time is of the limit. Is there any last minute things? I'll just go around the circle. Is there any last thing that you each of you would like to add? And let me start with CJ.
That's I guess my ending statement would just be, you know, I'm here for the community. I want things to grow. I want things to be successful. I want people to have access to great, nutritious food, and I'm willing to help in any way possible.
Great. Marzette?
We have a presentation meeting this Saturday, Clover Pass, starting at 9 to review Clover Pass garden layout and our plan, and then it's followed by a worm bin demonstration. We had one this last Saturday. It was fantastic. And we hope to see everybody there, and find the garden applications on our Facebook site, please.
And the name of that Facebook site again?
Ketchikan Community Gardens.
Okay.
That's we also have applications at our Seed Vault site inside the Commons back down the hall from Pilot House Coffee.
Great. Okay. And Ramanda, anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, just mentioning if you can't find anything, you can go to the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition website and find all of the information, all of the applications. There's a handbook for gardeners so you can get your questions answered. You can always call our organization and we're happy to answer additional questions. We really want to make this a community-driven, community space moving forward. So we're definitely looking for volunteers. If you want to just come out and have fun with us on May 1st and May 8th to get these gardens set up and you're like, I want to just come and like play in the dirt and build these gardens, but you don't want a plot, that's okay. You can come out just for that too. So lots of opportunities to get involved and just discover. And we really look forward to continuing to meet new people as we start with this project.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Again, Ramanda Simpson, Marzette Ellis, and CJ David Schofer. And again, that Ketchikan Community Gardens project underway. And they'll be, quote, breaking ground or shoveling dirt starting May 1st. And you can help out.